Dear friends, I'd like to share some words of comfort with you, and I figured I'd pick a picture that I think we all can relate with today, and that is the putting together of a jigsaw puzzle. I think we all can relate to that. Could Ruth relate to that as well? Did she put a few together? Okay, then this may hit a home run. We'll see. Putting together a jigsaw puzzle can be pretty... can be a lot of fun, especially if the jigsaw puzzle is really challenging. I like those ones. And it brings a sense of joy and achievement when you do a really hard jigsaw puzzle. Just sharing these words here today, I didn't know your mother, didn't get to meet her and talk to her, but I think as I just had a time to sit down together with the two of you and your cousin, I got a clear picture of who your mom was, and then also with the literature that I received. And I think there are three things about jigsaw puzzles that are going to help us today. Three truths, and I think we all can agree to these things. It's hard as a pastor because it's very rare that we agree on everything, but I think we all agree on these three things. Number one, when you put together a jigsaw puzzle, you got to have the big picture. I think we all can agree with that. Number two, the jigsaw puzzle isn't complete until you put the final piece in place. And I think we all agree on that. Number three, jigsaw puzzles take a lot of time. They take a lot of patience. Sometimes they take a really, really long time. Now let's think about that first one. You need that big picture as you put together a jigsaw puzzle. Maybe the first thing that you do when you put together a jigsaw puzzle is to pull out that picture and put it right next to the pieces that are right out in front of you. And you probably even categorize the pieces according to color and where they might go in the big picture there, and that really helps and guides you. I think what we have here in the passage that you shared for Ruth in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 to be read, I think what you have here is a big picture of what it's all about. The big picture that God gives here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is a beautiful picture of love. It says this: love bears all things, love believes all things, love hopes all things, love endures all things, love never ends. That's a beautiful picture. And I actually think Ruth, as I heard you guys share her life with me and as I read it, I think she lived by love, was guided by love. And as she lived her life and put the pieces together of all the segments of her life, she had this picture that her life was about love. Love for a husband. How else could a husband and wife come together to be so, you know, distanced in the very first year in the Pacific, and one and Ruth being here in the mainland? Love kept them together as they made moves throughout their careers from different locations and changes. Love kept them together. Love for children. Just loved when that was read about the doll clothing, how much of a chuckle you guys got out of that. But don't you think it was out of love that she did that for you? And the clothes that she made for you and the pies and the sweets that she made for you, those you were very dear to her, undoubtedly. And love for family. It became very clear that the family reunions is what guided a lot of the activities in the summers as the family came together. Ruth had that big picture of love. Now, in the church, we sometimes have a picture of what heaven looks like, and we may have thoughts about harps and angels and clouds, and the reality of it is, we don't really know what it looks like. But what we can say, do you know what it looks like, Liam?
No.
Yeah? All right. I don't know either. It's kind of mysterious, isn't it? But the one thing that I can tell all of you is that the picture of heaven is, it's about love, a love that never ends. Ruth had that picture. Your great-grandmother had that picture. That's pretty special. That leads me to the second point about puzzles that's really good for us to hone in on, and that is that the picture isn't complete until the final piece is placed. Sometimes those jigsaw puzzles are really frustrating, especially when the pieces don't fit together. For every one that you place in, there's four or five misfires, and if you're like me, you sometimes force ones that are like, it's got to go there. That sort of thing. You know, Ruth's life, although it was guided by love, it wasn't perfect. Nobody's life is perfect. Sin is a part of daily living. It affects our lives. Romans 3 verse 10 says, "No, there is no one who is righteous, no, not even one." And what that means is, yeah, there were misfires, as there is misfires for every single person, but it also means that there were challenges in life. And I don't know if you picked it up, that book. I really liked reading the book for Ruth. Some of the things that I heard in her story were, there must have been tension that first time she went to Smitty's family. And not just that first time, but then when they didn't show up for the wedding. Is that right? There's some tension there, I'm sure. And there must have been some tension when Smitty showed up in Nebraska. And here's 17-year-old Ruth. And how is that going to go? And I loved hearing about how he sat on the chest that no one was supposed to sit on. There's some tension there.